ordinance is approved. 1439.
Approve findings to authorize an exemption to the competitive bidding requirements and authorize the use of the alternative contracting method of construction manager, general contractor, all in connection with the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant Headworks Project for an estimated amount of $54 million.
Mr. Fish?
Mr. President and colleagues, we set this over last week because of a very busy agenda. The Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, located where Tryon Creek enters the Willamette River, was constructed in 1964 and expanded in 1976. It's owned and operated by the City of Portland under an agreement with the City of Lake Oswego. In 2015, the Tryon Creek Treatment Plant treated 2 billion gallons of wastewater. The plant provides critical treatment service for an area that includes the City of Portland, the City of Lake Oswego, and unincorporated areas of both Clackamas and Multnomah counties. Here with more details about this important effort are BES engineers Jim Brown and Scott Gibson, and Larry Palat, procurement manager with the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services Procurement Division. Scott, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Good afternoon, City Council. For the record, my name is Scott Gibson. I'm a principal engineer with the Bureau of Environmental Services, and with me is Jim Brown, who's your project manager for this effort, and Larry Palat, procurement supervisor from purchasing. We're here today to request council approval for an ordinance to authorize an exemption from competitive bidding and to utilize the construction method of construction manager, general contractor, and all in connection with the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant Headworks Project. Our presentation is very short, about 7 minutes, but we have two parts. First, Jim will give you a description of the project, then Larry will walk us through the procurement implications and details. And before I turn it over to Jim, I've couple things I want to mention. First, this project is in very early stages of development. We have started the design, but we're in the 0 to 10%, and we're examining options. So we expect it to evolve. And second, we're here today to ask for the use of the alternate project delivery method because we believe it will help us come up with the right project for the city. The use of the CMGC method will help us make the best decisions possible because we'll be allowed to work more closely with our construction contractor, and we're looking forward to getting through several important decisions with them. And finally, our schedules were developed to have this contractor on board at an early point, and so we appreciate your at a point where they can be most beneficial to the design. So we appreciate the time on busy schedules and calendars. So I'll turn it over to Jim.
Good afternoon, members of council. The Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant was constructed in 1964, expanded in 1976, and is located in the city of Lake Oswego. The plant is owned and operated by the City of Portland under an agreement with the City of Lake Oswego, and the service area includes areas of the City of Portland, City of Lake Oswego, and unincorporated areas of both Clackamas and Multnomah County. Next slide.
Got it.
This photograph shows the plant location with downtown Lake Oswego and Oswego Lake in the background. In 2014, BES completed the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant Facilities Plan, an engineering planning document that identified improvements required to ensure that the plant continues to meet BES levels of service and regulatory requirements for the next 30 years. The Headworks project was one of the projects identified in the 2014 Facilities Plan. The purpose of the Headworks project is to replace aging equipment in open-air treatment plant process areas with new equipment in enclosed process areas to allow for the capture and treatment of odorous air. The project will increase plant peak treatment capacity and improve plant electrical redundancy and reliability. Additionally, the new Headworks location at a higher elevation will allow for gravity flow through the plant with collection system modifications. The 2014 Facilities Plan recommended that BES evaluate these collection system modifications during the Headwork project pre-design. These photographs show the location of the existing Tryon Creek interceptor sewer, where it is located above ground in the lower section of Tryon Creek. Modifications to the collection system to allow gravity flow through the plant will also allow BES to remove these above ground sections of the Tryon Creek interceptor. A preliminary analysis has been completed by the project consulting team, and at this stage, it appears that horizontal directional drilling replacement of the lower 2,500 feet of the Tryon Creek Interceptor is a viable alternative that could provide significant long-term benefits.
So essentially it'll be drilled underneath the forest?
Yes, that's correct.
And not in the riverbed anymore?
It would be drilled underneath much deeper ground in hard rock, not under the riverbed at all.
Fabulous, thank you.
The scope of pre-construction services to be provided by the CMGC contractor will include both technical and estimating services from a contractor experienced in horizontal directional drilling and treatment plant construction to allow the project team to select an alternative with a clearer understanding of costs. Next slide. The current project budget estimate to complete varies with the collection system alternative. With replacement of the Tryon Creek Interceptor, the low-level of confidence project construction cost estimate is $54 million. The project design and pre-design and design efforts will continue through autumn 2018, with construction scheduled from early 2019 to autumn 2021. Now I'll turn the presentation over to Larry Palat of Procurement Services.
Good morning, Council. The Bureau of Environmental Services, in conjunction with Procurement Services, is requesting an exemption from the low bid competitive process used in most standard construction projects. The ordinance requests approval to use the construction manager, general contractor, abbreviated as CMGC, method of competitive bidding. This is still a competitive process which engages the constructing contractor significantly earlier in the project development while design documents are still being developed, and it encourages owner, designer, constructor collaboration. This process allows the constructing contractor to have usable input into the document development and bring to light potential problems and solutions earlier in the process in order to essentially design them out to the resulting project. This process does not discourage competition nor encourage favoritism. The exemption being requested allows the city to engage in a competitive bidding process authorized under ORS 279-335 and Portland City Code 5.34 and pursue a CMGC competitive bidding process. The Council, through its Bureau of Environmental Services, is required to make certain findings in support of using this competitive process. These findings are listed in the body of the ordinance, and the City Attorney's Office and Procurement Services have determined that these findings have been met and the project's available to be approved for CMGC process. The CMGC process generally allows the city to increase participation of disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business certified contractors and subcontractors, as the city is negotiating both its guaranteed maximum price and other attributes of the resulting contract as the project is being developed. Our current community benefit plan goals are in disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business contractor utilization, 22% of hard construction costs apportioned essentially as follows: 12% minority, 5% women, and 5% emerging small business. Apprentice workers, 20% apprentice requirement, 31% diversity goal apportioned as follows: 22% minority, 9% women. Journeyman level workers apportioned as follows: 28% workforce diversity and 22% minority, 6% women. Recent projects completed under this type of process have achieved the following results. The Portland Bureau of Transportation streetcar loop, 24% disadvantaged minority women, emerging small business subcontractor participation, 33.57% minority work hours, 9.85% women work hours. PBOT Southwest Moody Interchange, 31.24%, I'm going to use the abbreviation DMWESB subcontractor participation. Portland Parks and Recreation, Gateway Park, 81% DMWESB participation, including a minority-owned prime contractor. And Lewitt View Park, 82% DMWESB with Stacy and Whitbeck as the prime and Raymore Construction as a minority partner. If there's any further questions concerning the process, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions?
I don't have any questions about the construction. I'm actually really interested in this particular project, so could I ask in the new year if I could get maybe a half-hour briefing with just knowing how it's going to be done?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Happy to do that.
Okay, thank you all. Anybody wish to testify on this?
Scott, stay here for one sec, sure. Just before you go. Colleagues, This is our last council meeting of the year, and the new mayor is going to come in and make bureau assignments. I want to just acknowledge the work that Scott Gibson has done, and a change that we've seen over the last couple of years, which is he's a more frequent visitor to us because we changed our rules and asked that more things come to the regular agenda. And I actually have had a little pushback from time to time, Scott, from my colleagues, wondering, did we err maybe too far the other way on some things, particularly when we have crowded agendas? But you have really perfected this exercise of coming and presenting complicated matters. Obviously, today is a huge undertaking, but you give us the same effort when it's a $500,000 change order. And I just want to thank you for the way you've embraced the council directive. And I know you can't go anywhere now without being recognized because you're on TV's office.
Yeah.
But we appreciate your good work and your service. And it's
thank
been
you,
an
Mr.
honor
Mr.
for me to work with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did you want to propose an emergency?
Mr. President, I wonder if the council would entertain an emergency clause. We're just seeking an exemption, and there'll be lots of other decision points. If we decide it today, then it won't be decided by a new council that would have to be brought up to speed. And if there is a sense of urgency, at least, to getting this this exemption. So I would ask the council if they would entertain a motion to slap an emergency clause.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Please call the roll on emergency clause.
Did we have the language for that?
I think as Commissioner Fish just articulated, the critical aspect of this capital project, the sooner the better.
Thank you. Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
I co-founded the Tryon Creek Watershed Council, and I'm probably one of the only people on the council who's kind of trekked around by those pipes. So I'm going to be very interested, whoever is the next commissioner or the remaining commissioner of environmental services, to hear what progress he's made in 25 years. Aye.
Fish?
And we will, Commissioner, we will get you more than a 30-minute briefing if you like, because you have a long history in that area. And this is an exciting project, and we are committed to getting it right. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. Okay, that was on the emergency clause. Okay, so now on the ordinance itself.
Novick.
I want to second Commissioner Fish's comments about Scott Gibson. I really appreciated his work and his crisp, clear presentations over the past few years. Aye.
Fritz.
And I may have been one of those in the past who has been wondering about pulling things to the regular agenda, and I have been proven wrong on every occasion, because now, thanks to your good work explaining things, people understand why we've got these really huge projects with large numbers in them, and you can't buy trust, you have to earn it. So thank you, Commissioner Fish, for your leadership. Aye.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jim Brown, Scott Gibson, and Larry Palat. For your excellent presentation. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I know this is a critical capital project. It's been a long time in the coming, offing. I know back when I was in charge of BES, we were having conversations with the city of Lake Oswego and others about getting this project going. So I'm happy that it's really finally at the point we're ready to design and construct it. So good work, Commissioner Fish and Bureau of Environmental Services. Aye. Okay, the ordinance is adopted, and we are adjourned until we'll reconvene at 1:30.